Praying with your senses. God takes on human flesh so that we can sense him. We hear in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, "And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. The glory is of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." St. Ignatius developed this type of prayer called the application of the senses, or praying with the senses. And the idea is that you use your five senses to enter deeply into prayer. One of the gifts that we have been given by God is our senses. We take something in by tasting it, smelling it, touching it, sensing it, and hearing it. God came to us in the flesh so that we could sense or see or touch God. St. Ignatius would describe that this is often done in a very soft, gentle, sweet, and delicate way so that we can linger and relish in the experience of God in our senses. All three forms of Ignatian contemplation end with what's called a colloquy, an imagined conversation between the person making the exercises and one or more of the characters in the scene. Traditionally, St. Ignatius encouraged the prayer to end their prayer by having a colloquy with God the Father, with Jesus his Son, with the Holy Spirit, and with Mary. The idea with this type of meditation or contemplation is to get us out of our thinking mind and into a way of concentrating with our senses. We use our senses both physically and with our imagination. There's something very sacred about calling upon the Holy Spirit to come to us in a way that we can almost sense through our imagination. God gave us the gifts of our imagination and our senses, and all things work for the greater glory of God. This type of imaginative prayer can lead us into a deep contemplation and a very real, felt experience of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like other types of praying, this is just one exercise or structure to help us focus on and encounter the living Christ. In this spiritual tradition, there are two types of senses, what Ignatius would call the ordinary and the spiritual. And with this type of prayer, it's important that we invoke both, our ordinary senses and our deeper spiritual senses. So what does this mean? Well, we hear in 1 John chapter 1, the word of life, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. This scripture passage is for us. This is a revelation of God from John that he wants us to share in this, that he wants us to be able to see and touch and hear God. So let's go over the five senses, and for each one I'll use a scripture passage to illustrate it. 1. See. As we heard above, for the life was made visible. We have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. Use your imagination and try to see everything in the scripture passage. Let it come to life. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to see. 2. Hear. What was from the beginning, what we have heard. Try not only to hear the sounds of the people, places, and things, but what they might be saying and what God might be saying to you. 3. Smell. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the odor of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are the aroma of Christ for God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing, to the latter an odor of death that leads to death, to the former an odor of life that leads to life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Smell and taste are so closely linked together, but it can be very beneficial to try them separately. St. Ignatius talks about the scent of God being very soft, gentle, sweet, delicate. The phrase, "stop and smell the roses," works very well here. We have to really slow down and be gentle and delicate with ourselves and with the Word of God. that we can smell the fragrant aroma of the scene. 4. Taste. Again, the notion here is to savor and relish in what Ignatius calls the dulce, or the sweetness of God's word. How sweet to my tongue is your promise, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119. Finally, 5, touch. And touched with our hands concerns the word of life. Scripture is filled with our need to touch and be touched by God. This is what the incarnation is. The word became flesh so that we might touch and experience God in the flesh. When we use our senses and experience the Word of God through our senses, we can enter into a very real, profound, and tangible way into the scenes of the gospel. Oftentimes, people say they don't experience God in prayer. They've never seen him or heard his voice. This is one of the ways that he can come to you and be very real to you. When we pray with our senses and our imagination through the Holy Spirit, we can enter into God and allow God to enter into us. As with all prayer, the focus is never on us, but on God and what God is doing in us and in our world right now. The Jesuit David Fleming once said that Ignatian contemplation is focused not on losing oneself in God, but on finding oneself in God. Contemplating is ordinarily understood as gazing upon the divine. In this gazing, the emphasis is not on the relationship between oneself and God, but rather is on being absorbed in God, lost in God, taking up into God. An example of this kind of contemplation is centering prayer. For Ignatius, however, the focus is always on relationship. For Ignatius, contemplating the gospel mysteries is the privileged way to come to know Jesus more clearly, so as to love him more dearly and follow him more nearly. Prayer is ultimately about relating to God. Finally, St. Ignatius encourages us to finish with what's called a colloquy, which is simply sharing conversation about your experience with God the Father, Jesus his Son, the Holy Spirit, and with Mary. And then he suggests we end the prayer with the Our Father. This type of prayer can help us to really know God, fall in love with God, and want to give the rest of our lives in service to God when we experience his love in such a very real way.